The state senator representing Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan worries about political paralysis as the legislative session begins. And Skagway's mayor breaks two tie votes in one assembly meeting. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. There were two tie votes broken by Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer at a borough assembly meeting Thursday night. The votes were about two big issues the town is facing: paying for a proposed swimming pool and leveraging $7 million in state funding for port development. At a December meeting, the assembly failed to pass a 1% sales tax increase ordinance to help repay debt and bonds for major projects. Assembly members Jay Burnham and Angela Greaser voted against it because they thought the tax hike should go solely to a proposed aquatic wellness center. Burnham didn't want the discussion of a sales tax increase to end there. He asked that a new ordinance be placed on Thursday's agenda. If approved, it would have put to a public vote a 1% year-round sales tax increase to pay for the aquatic center. Here's Burnham.
The reason that I did bring it forward again is because I think there is a need and want to have a swimming pool in Skagway. And to put this 1% tax into effect would give it a vehicle to come to fruition.
Greaser said that the assembly should approve the ordinance because it would let the community decide in a public vote. But public sentiment at this particular meeting was not favorable to the pool.
I think that it's prudent to wait to see what the state is going to do on a sales tax level.
I don't see how anybody rightfully could vote to approve a 1% sales tax that everybody's going to pay forever. I mean, that's wrong to the citizens of Skagway.
Residents Mike Healy and Wayne Selmer were two of several people who asked the assembly to be cautious, especially since the state could raise sales or income tax to deal with Alaska's deficit. Assemblyman Tim Cochran agreed.
We want to absolutely need a pool. Let's get something small, something that's manageable. Everything that we have in this town has to be subsidized. We don't have the luxury of a population that can sustain anything.
When the time came for a vote, Greaser, Jay Burnham, and Dan Henry supported the ordinance. Cochran, Spencer Morgan, and Steve Burnham Jr. voted no. Schaefer broke the tie vote. Here's Borough Clerk Emily Deitch with Schaefer responding.
Three yeses, three noes.
No.
Mayor? Okay.
Because I think some of the points are valid and we need to do a little bit more research. And that's not saying no to a pool, it's just saying no to... we collect some more thoughts.
Another argument from those who opposed the tax increase was that it isn't smart to devote money to a pool when the future of the town's biggest source of revenue, the port, is uncertain. A couple weeks ago, the state approved a one-year extension for Skagway to use about $7 million in grant funds for dock improvements. The borough now has until June of 2017. But with the Gateway project on hold, the municipality doesn't have a plan for how to use that money. Cochran is the assembly liaison to the Port Commission. He said that group thinks a floating dock to accommodate larger cruise ships should be the priority. Greaser said since the assembly doesn't have a definitive idea of what path to pursue, it doesn't make sense for the Port Commission to continue discussing it. Here's Greaser with Cochran responding.
In the meantime, I'd like to make a motion that we suspend the activity of the Port Commission until the Assembly has a specific direction.
But we need to have direction now.
Yeah.
We do, and we can find that direction.
I don't think it's productive, putting them on hold. I think they need to be tasked to help.
The question of suspending Port Commission activity garnered another tie vote, with the same members voting on opposite sides. Greaser, Henry, and Jay Burnham in favor, Cochran, Morgan, and Steve Burnham against it. Mayor Schaefer broke the tie with a no vote. The assembly scheduled a work session to come up with a direction for port improvements, which the Port Commission is invited to. That session is scheduled for Friday, January 29th at 4 p.m. Not everything at the meeting revolved around pools and ports. The Assembly also talked about the possibility for the municipality to purchase deceased resident Bud Matthews' Long Bay property. Residents explained that Matthews let the public use the beach area of his property for a park. Here's Orion Hansen.
I'm here to encourage you to really look into Long Bay and the Matthews Creek property, whether it's purchasing it or zoning or whatever methods to keep the beach as a beach. It's very, very important to this whole community.
Schaefer said he talked to Matthews' family.
They are totally interested in having some preservation there for public use, open space, and which I am in total agreement with.
The Assembly was unanimous on this one. They voted to get an appraisal of the property so the borough could consider making an offer. The Alaska Legislature is now in session in Juneau. Lawmakers have 90 days to figure out a solution to the current budget crisis. And it's not just over the short term. Low oil prices fell below $30 a barrel last week. If prices don't rebound substantially in the next few years, then the Legislative Finance Division says continued deficits will drain all of the state's savings by fiscal year 2020. KTOO's Matt Miller checked in with the state senator for Juneau, Haines, Skagway, and Kluckwan.
Juneau Senator Dennis Egan says he expects that the $3.5 billion budget deficit will dominate the agenda during this legislative session, but will anything be accomplished to fill that gap? That's a different story.
I'm worried that it's an election year.
Egan expects election year politics will paralyze most lawmakers, and he says some will be in a big hurry to campaign in their home districts when April adjournment approaches.
I just hope that we don't kick the can too far down the road.
Egan thinks Governor Bill Walker's latest budget proposal is a good starting point with the combination of borrowing, restructuring the Alaska Permanent Fund, and imposing new taxes. But he says some elements should have been rolled out earlier to get the discussion going sooner.
You know, an income tax versus a sales tax. Personally, I hope that we do an income tax because for sales tax. Taxes in municipalities around the state are usually left to municipalities. So the best way to do that I can think of is reinstitute some sort of an income tax again.
Earlier this month, Walker announced a formal hiring freeze to reduce the size of state government, although many departments already had an informal freeze on hiring new employees when he took office in December of 2014. Egan is concerned that the hiring freeze will hurt Juneau without putting much of a dent in the deficit.
When one area cuts back, there's a tendency for everybody to cut back somewhat.
Egan worries that education will be targeted for deep budget cuts this session. The Alaska Marine Highway System has already been hurt by last year's cuts. Sitka, in particular, has had their summer service severely curtailed. The latest version of this summer schedule appears to restore part of that service, but Egan is not very optimistic.
You know, the issue is cut the other guy, but don't touch me. Perfect example is the Marine Highway System. I just want to make darn sure that we're not gutting the Marine Highway System so it loses its functionality.
Egan complains that other lawmakers, especially those in the rail belt, just don't understand what the ferry system is designed to do and why it is so important to coastal communities. As was the case last year, Egan's top legislative priority for this session involves giving public employees a choice of pensions. New employees are currently limited to a defined contribution retirement system that is flexible and portable from one employer to another. The legislation would restore a defined benefit pension that could share the risk of rising health care costs and guarantee a monthly benefit. Egan believes his bill will pick up steam this year. He says the big hook is the potential savings of $70 million over the next 10 years.
Believe it or not, I do have Republican co-sponsors on that. We had two hearings last year and have had promises from different committee chairs that this legislation will be held again, or you know, we have hearings again. Hopefully, we're going to make some headway.
The Juneau Democrat, who is a member of the five-member minority in the Senate during this legislature, hopes for a return someday to a version of the old bipartisan working group. He says senators were able to put partisan differences aside and get things done by working together. Egan's Senate District Q seat includes Juneau, Douglas, Gustavus, Haines, and Skagway. The second regular session of the 29th Alaska Legislature is scheduled to adjourn April 17th. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.